Morning, everyone.
Morning.
See everybody here today on a sunny day. My buddy Dave and Sandy made it. He recovered from that paint job we did. Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello team. But we're glad we could get it done. So, I got a call from Pastor Beth on Thursday. She asked me if I could share, and I already had something in mind for quite a while from before, and so I was kind of prepared, you know. Eloise had given me a book a while ago, a couple of years ago, by an old-time preacher named E.M. Bounds. The book is titled The Complete Works of E.M. Bounds on Prayer, and believe me, he digs into prayer like, you know, like nobody I ever heard before, you know, just every detail. The book's thick, and it's just one phase of prayer to the next, and it's really well done. And then I happened to catch him on YouTube, one of his sermons, a video, and it's on the secret place. So I've taken some of his key points, and that's what I wanted to talk about, the secret place today. And the secret place is referred to in the Old and New Testament, so I'm going to read a little bit, nothing long here. Psalm 91, verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And then, again, in the New Testament, Jesus' words on prayer. "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." So it's a theme that's been going on in the Bible from the beginning. Why is the secret place important? Abiding in the secret place determines our destiny. Where we learn to hear God's voice, not always verbally. Often he speaks to us by impressions, through others, through his Bible. It is where God reveals his plan for us, and we come into alignment with that plan. The secret place is where we are confronted with who we really are, where God can expose our deepest sin and shows us how to be transformed, that we might have the mind of Christ and the heart of Jesus. Romans 12:7, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The secret place is where we intercede for others, where we do battle for our family and friends, and whatever attack the enemy may bring. The secret place is where we receive the anointing. Isaiah 10:27 in the King James says, "The anointing breaks the yoke, lifts the burden off our shoulders." It is where we receive power. Every miracle is available in the secret place. How do we get to the secret place? We have to learn to abide, to set time aside to make God our priority. God desires this more than we do. We need to enter the secret place with expectation, anticipation that God hears us and answers. Enter with faith, faith that moves mountains. Faith is talking to the unseen. Only God can move mountains, but faith and prayer move God. His word says, all things are possible through him. Abiding requires discipline. Set that special time aside to dwell there. Not just visit occasionally. Jesus said, go into your prayer room where you can be alone with God, a quiet place, no distractions. If you want results in the secret place, there are no shortcuts. We want to make walking with God a lifestyle, a place where we wait on him quietly, focused, concentrating. It's easy and natural for the mind to wander. No worries, just regroup and tune back in. Let God talk, you listen. Listen for that still small voice. Psalms 23, "The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the quiet waters. He restores our soul." This is just an example of what happens in the secret place. Remember the prophet Samuel when he was young, serving in the temple under Eli, the high priest. God was calling Samuel, but he didn't realize it was God. He thought it was Eli calling him. The word says Samuel had not yet learned to hear the voice of God. Finally, Samuel learned and said, "Speak, Lord, your servant listens." That's what we want to tell the Lord. "Speak, Lord, your servants listen," when we're in the secret place. Samuel went on to be one of God's greatest prophets. The Bible says none of his words fell to the ground. The story of Elijah after he destroyed the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. The queen, evil queen Jezebel, said she would kill him. Elijah ran and hid in the wilderness. God came and spoke to Elijah. And the word says, not in the wind, not in the earthquake, not in the fire, but in a gentle whisper, he spoke to Elijah. In the secret place, we learn to trust God, which creates authentic faith. When abiding, we need to be persistent, even when we feel nothing. Keep pressing in. Keep asking, knocking, seeking. Jesus is our benchmark of how we should live. He gives us the blueprint of a godly lifestyle. In the Gospels, there are many times when Jesus went off by himself to spend time with the Father. One of them is Mark 1:35. Very early in the morning, while it's still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Right to the very end, Jesus sought out the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane. Abiding in the secret place requires total surrender, giving up the right to yourself to God. Some call it dying to self. Giving up your right to what you want instead of what God wants. I don't know if anybody ever hear of Catherine Coleman? Does that ring a bell? She was a famous evangelist, and she ministered all over the world, and she had monthly meetings in Pittsburgh, and she has quite a story. She was in the 60s and 70s, and a powerful healing ministry. They said, like, I forget the auditorium in Pittsburgh, but it seated probably close to 10,000, and hundreds were healed on each occasion. It was unbelievable. And I read her book, one of her books, and it's pretty fascinating. If you get a chance, they have her on YouTube, some of her teachings. But one quote I read in her book, when you get to the place where you have no will of your own, you cannot miss the will of God. Pride, jealousy, anger, unforgiveness, gossip, lust, giving up the things we hang on to when you know God wants them to be gone. Yielding to God's perfect plan. Jesus summed it up, not my will, but thy will be done. Where is the secret place? It can be anywhere. Your prayer room, your back porch, your car. Dan calls his the prayer cave. For years I went up to Bergie Mill Park. I hiked back in there about a quarter mile, and there's nobody around. It's kind of a hard walk. And there's a big rock that sticks out in the Branch Creek there. And that's where I would try to go each week and spend a couple hours with God, just asking, seeking, knocking. And it was really a special time. And the ticks started getting so bad, the trees came down, and it was almost impossible to walk in there. So I haven't been up there for a while, but I try to get there whenever I can. That's my secret place. So I would just encourage everyone, if you haven't already started, start spending time in the special quiet place with the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Just like the second song we sang, like, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you." That's all I got. Not a long one.